Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
The conservative choice for Corporation Commission is clear. That choice, Kim David. Kim David will be an advocate for your Oklahoma conservative values. Kim knows how important low energy costs are to businesses and Oklahoma families. These are pocketbook issues that require strong, consistent conservative leadership. Vote Kim David on June 28th.
Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Paid for by Energy Engaged. 500 Northeast 4th Street, Suite 200, Oklahoma City, 73104. 405-942-2334.
Hi, I'm Leanne Vanderlaan, a local Oklahoma dairy farmer. My family and I spend each day, no matter the weather, taking care of our cows. Nothing makes us happier than spending time with our cows, except for maybe a bowl of ice cream at the end of the day. We take pride in knowing our milk is the best because it comes from the best cared for cows. Learn about dairy farm families like mine at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Well, with the recent drought conditions and now some flooding conditions across the state, it's always good for ag producers to keep up on the latest emergency relief programs. I had the opportunity to talk with Carl Josephy, Jackson County Executive Director at FSA, about the newly announced emergency relief program.
It's disaster recovery assistance for commodity and specialty crop producers. That really is including specialty and non-specialty crops, and I'll explain a little bit more about that in just a moment. This is a brand new program. It was actually signed into law in September 30th. Due to the complexity of the program, they tried to simplify it as much as possible to make it easy for producers to sign up for and for FSA to enroll these producers into this program. It includes $10 billion in assistance to agricultural producers that were impacted by wildfire, drought, hurricane, winter storms, and other eligible disasters that occurred across the state, across the nation, actually. And it had to be disasters that occurred during the calendar years 2020 and 2021. Interestingly, some producers that have 2022 wheat crop or other small grains that were planted in the fall of 2021 will also be eligible if they had eligible disasters that were filed that were related to a disaster condition that occurred in calendar year 2021.
Josephy said there are two phases of this program.
Phase one will cover losses that occurred that were accounted for through the federal crop insurance or NAP, the non-insured crop disaster assistance program that we offer for non-insurable crops. And we're going to use the data that was calculated under both of those programs or either program for losses that occurred in 2020 or 2021. The information will come straight from crop insurance in most cases. There's a two-phase approach. And the way they did the two-phase approach, it's going to enable us, FSA, and USDA to streamline the application process because it pulls in RMA data and NAP data that is already on file and will give these producers a lot easier application process to file. In fact, I have an application right in front of me today in preparation for this program.
For more information on these programs and other FSA programs, Josephy said to contact your local FSA office. To hear my complete conversation with Jackson County's Carl Josephy, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news.
Mark Wayne Mullen, the most pro-Trump America First candidate for United States Senate, a Christian conservative. Mark Wayne Mullen shares and fights for our conservative values. 100% pro-life, ready to end abortion in America. Conservative, Republican, pro-Trump.
Mark Wayne Mullen, you don't want to fight with him.
Mark Wayne Mullen for United States Senate. Defenders PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. DefendersPAC.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.